remain in Cairo, both with these live images and with a phone contact that takes us this time to Saeed Zulfaghar. He is a political analyst from the same city. Saeed Zulfaghar, thank you for talking to Press TV. Do you hear me, Kerry? Do you hear me, Saeed Zulfaghar? Okay. The question, Saeed Zulfaghar, regarding the events that are happening in your country today is that, would you say the military council is really refraining from giving power to a civilian government? Is that the case?
Well, of course, this is the case. They have been in power now for the past 2 months. They have only given concessions when there is popular pressure. And they give it by, you know, drop by drop. There has never been any open-minded decision by on their part to allow a civilian government to take over. And although there is a civilian government, the real power behind the throne is the military council. Now, we must not forget that this military council are all hand-picked generals who have been chosen and cleared, both by the President Mubarak in the past years, but they're also by the Americans, by the CIA. I'm sure that there is a collusion between, some form of nebulous collusion between these three parties to remain in power as long as possible and to have sort of a subservient civilian administration.
Okay, why does it seem...
This is what the popular pressure today is trying to undo. They're trying to undo this unholy alliance.
Okay. Why would it seem to many, of course, Saeed Zulfaghar, many analysts, that although the Egyptian army, that is a very well-respected organization in that country, wants to jeopardize and taint its overall image by not giving in to the legitimate demand of the nation who wanted, from the very beginning, a civilian government, not a military one?
Yes, but let's not forget that this military council came to power being delegated power by President Mubarak. They did not carry out a popular revolution on the people's side. They were more or less appointed by Mubarak as he left power, as he left to go and live in Sharm el-Sheikh. They were handpicked. So they, their job, I think, is to try and moderate the popular surge. They are trying to save the goods for the. They are representatives of the ancien regime, of the old power structure. The president of the military council has been Mubarak's minister of defense for the past 21 years, General Tantawi. The other generals are all handpicked. It's the younger officers who have links with the popular movement, but the older officers are all highly privileged clique that have been more or less running the country together with Mubarak for the past 30 years. So they're not likely to give in easily. It has to be popular pressure, constant popular pressure, that will force them to make concessions.
Okay, of course, you're saying that the role has been one of mediation and trying to calm the situation, but you know, the reality on the ground with Egypt's ruling military is that, and that is one recent piece of news, that it is threatening immediate prosecution before a military tribunal for any one troop seen participating in a planned protest. That is happening actually in Cairo today.
Yes, I think they're very worried that many of the younger officers who have strong links and relations with the people will be participating in this demonstration. Many of the younger officers have said that they would take off their uniforms today and join the popular protest. Now, we don't know if this will happen because they will be in civilian clothes, but they have threatened for the past 3 or 4 days.
Does that speak of a chasm
that they would join the youth movements?
Okay, does that speak of a chasm in the military?
In the military.
Yes. Does
and
it speak?
If, you know, if the sort of insurrection, the popular revolt, was peaceful, more or less peaceful, in the month of February when they were just about to be overthrown by Mubarak's party people on the 2nd of February, it's because the younger officers who had received orders to shoot the demonstrators refused to do so. And this was when the top brass decided that President Mubarak was a liability. He had given them orders to shoot. and the younger officers and the troops refused. This is where they have to start giving in.
That's right.
But they're giving in little by little.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Said Zulfiqar, the other issue is, of course, the Supreme Council being accused of leading a counter-revolution. This is not what any Egyptian wants to see as the role of their military council. What would you say?
Well, this is we have no proof that they're doing so, but the facts on the ground do show that they're reluctant to put in any serious reforms that would displace them from the power that they have. So I doubt that for the time being there's any real collusion between them and the former party heads of the National Democratic Party, which was Mubarak's party. And they have just arrested one of the leaders last night. But this is to placate today's movement. It wasn't done, the man is a general like they are, a friend of theirs. That's General Azmi, who was Mubarak's chief of staff. He was finally arrested yesterday, but he was one of the principal culprits in the whole crackdown on the People's Movement at the beginning of the revolt. But they only arrested him, I suspect, in order to placate today's movement. So there is a form of underground collusion between them and Mubarak's old party chiefs. But little by little, as they see that the whole population is more or less united to get rid of this gang, they will have to give in, but it's going to be a long struggle.
Okay, from the reports that we're getting from Cairo, at least during this past couple of weeks that the Friday protests were going on, our hearing is that they've been mostly peaceful. Why is it, Said Zulfiqar, that the government, the military rulers, want to come down hard on something that is going on peacefully?
Well, I don't think they will come down hard, because they have seen that the vast majority of the population is on the side of the youth movement. I don't think they will dare to do so, insofar as the younger officers and the troops, who are nearly all doing national service, these are young kids, 18, 19-year-old boys, who are doing their military service for 3 years, they will not fire onto the troops, onto the population. So I'm pretty sure that there will not be any violence.
Okay, so it should mean something to the military rulers, this many number of people out there on the streets. What does it exactly mean to them? Does that mean that they have to expedite the situation towards a civilian council or not?
Well, they will do it with great reluctance. They will do it with great reluctance, and only if they're forced to. They do not want to give power to the civilians for the time being. They're all talking about having elections in September, but these elections, the opposition parties are not in the least bit prepared or have sufficient groundwork done to present themselves in September elections. So they will be more or less a foregone conclusion. The only people who are really organized are the former National Democratic Party, the party of Mubarak's, who have about 2 million members throughout the country. All right, these are mostly civil servants, apparatchiks, as you would say. They're not ideologically involved, but they would have every interest in getting a majority in parliament. And of course, the Muslim Brotherhood, which is also organized, but has said they will only dispute about one third of the seats. So they would not want a majority at this stage.
Okay.
But what we are all afraid of is that the other opposition parties, and especially the youth movement, which is being slowly marginalized by the military, would not be in a position to present candidates or have a strong program that would be acceptable to the population. Now, let's not forget that 50% of the population is illiterate and do not understand what is happening. The people in the countryside, the people in the poor areas of town, they are quite outside it. They have not been involved so much in this popular movement.
Of course. Said Zulfiqar, of course, you said that one reason that might be behind this government's lack of interest in transferring the power to a civilian government, you said, was perhaps an issue of finding some sort of a subservient government that on the surface may seem to people civilian. At the same time, it is subservient to military rulers. Do you have a candidate or a person or a group on mind that the military council is working on?
Well, we don't know yet, but we suspect that it would probably be Amr Moussa, the former Minister of Foreign Affairs and the President Secretary General of the Arab League. We suppose that he is the, for the time being, preferred candidate for the presidency. But he's also a man who has made his whole career in the regime. Although he did separate himself somewhat in the past 5 years when he left the foreign ministry to become Secretary General of the Arab League. But he seems to be the person that they would be identifying as a possible president. And I suspect that the Americans have also given the green lights for Amr Moussa's candidature.
Would you say that he will be a good candidate to head a subservient government, Amr Moussa?
Well, certainly for the ministry he would be. I don't think that for the country. We don't want a subservient government. We want a civilian government that takes in hand the country's problems. Now, the military are more concerned about their state within a state preserving the widespread privileges. The army has the top brass of the army have tremendous privileges in this country, and they don't want to lose it. And I am sure that the United States administration, and behind the scenes the Israelis as well, have a very serious interest in maintaining these people in power.
Okay, Saeed Zulfiqar.
They have been identified from the Mubarak regime and have obviously been cleared with the American administration and with the Israelis.
Saeed Zulfiqar, now that you mentioned former President Hosni Mubarak, I'm going to ask you first, where is he, and do you think he is being covered by some party or group or perhaps the military itself in Egypt? What would you say?
Well, he is in Sharm el-Sheikh, which is about 550 kilometers inside from Cairo. It's in the Sinai. It's an artificial city which has been built on the seashore. It's a seashore resort, not far from the Israeli frontier. It's in southern Sinai. That's where he is. He has a lavish villa there, and the Republican Guard is still around, keeping people out from trying to penetrate. He is well defended, and let's not forget that the head of the military council is a personal friend of his. This is General Tantawi, so he is being protected. And I doubt very much, although this is one of the main demands of the youth movement, is that he should be tried. I doubt very much that he will be tried, that he will face a tribunal. His health is not good. He's 83, and they will probably just allow him to remain there. And I don't think he will be bothered personally.
Okay, so I'm sure, Saeed Zulfiqar, you know this better than I, but it's interesting that you made that comment. We're getting reports of Ibrahim Suleiman, former housing minister. He has been placed under a 15-day house arrest. Another report of Hamdi Rasekh, a businessman who is one of Mubarak's brother-in-laws. He's also been issued an arrest warrant for, and not to mention Jamal Mubarak, that he is invited to the Justice Ministry for a questioning session on Sunday. What makes you say that Mubarak himself will not be called to a trial, at least in the near future?
Well, this is just a hunch. I don't think that the President Military Council, who were all appointed by him, who owe their whole career to this man, I don't think they will, at this stage, at any rate, bite the hand that has fed them for so long. Let's not forget also the judges who will be questioning Jamal Mubarak are all judges appointed from the Mubarak regime. Even though they may be honest, independent, but they are people who have survived throughout this regime and profited from it. Everyone talks about a revolution. It is not a revolution. The old regime is more or less still in power through the top brass of the military. And they're trying to have cosmetic changes which are being imposed upon them by the popular movement, by the persistence of the meeting of these huge rallies at Tahrir Square, which really frightens them, because they thought they could smother this whole people would get tired. Well, they found out that people are not getting tired. They're getting tired of, in fact, having the same old faces still in power.
Okay, thank you very much, Saeed Zulfiqar. It was good talking to you. Political analyst in Cairo commenting on the situation in his country.